So we are on Sarivav and Beis Vohorit Nan. About a little more than a third of the way down. Vohorit Nan. So we discussed Hitzoa. We discussed Hachnosa. Vohorit Nan Hazarik Dalad Amos Bekosel Malam Mi Yud Tfachim. Kazarik ba'avir. Person throws dalad amos in the Rishis HaRavim, and it lands on the wall. So it lands above 10 tvachim, it's like it's in the air. Matvayu tvachim, if it's traveling below 10 tvachim, kazarik ba'oritz. Kazarik ba'oritz, dalad amos is chayiv. The Mishnah says a person throws four amas to Mishnah Sarabim, he's going to be chayiv. So the question is, Zorak Dalad Amas Mishnah Sarabim, in all of the Mechayiv. How do we know this, that the person throws Dalad Amas Mishnah Sarabim, that person is chayiv? So how do we know the malacha of moving Dalad Amas Mishnah Sarabim? It's not Hutzah, it's not Hachnosah. Right? So there's this third malacha, where does that come from? So the more it suggests, the more first step. Well, the Gemara is going to focus on Sirika, and then the Gemara is going to eventually go back and discuss Maver also. Right now, the Gemara is focusing on Sirika. So Amar Yoshia Shekin Arga Yerios Zarkin Machtein Zelize. So the people who were weaving the Urias of the Mishkan, so they would throw their needles from one to the other. So Mora says that's a bit strange. Argan Macht and Lamalhu, people who weave don't need needles. Elamor says Shekane Turfra Urias Zarkin Machtein Zelizet. So the people who were sewing, Rashi says they were embroidering. They were doing a Maisa Roikem onto the Urias. If one person didn't have a needle, he would turn to the guy next to him, and the guy would throw over a needle. And Morris says,
it's strange, though, because it seems like it's so unnecessary to do that. It's like a side. They could have handled it.
Okay. The Morris says, Dilma Gabi Hadori Habi Yasvi. Morris says, maybe they were sitting next to each other. How do you know they were sitting so far, but they had a throw? Maybe they were, the what was in the Mishkan was a situation where they could just hand this to each other. And Morris says, no. Moti Hadori Bimachtin. If they'd be next to near each other, when they're sewing, you know, you pull up that thing and you hit the guy next to you. So they simply would space themselves out not to hit each other. The Morris says, okay, but Dilma Besuchar Ba'ab, but I understand, but they don't have to be four amas away. So they don't have to be next to each other, because they want to give yourself some space, so when you pull through the stitch, you don't hit the guy next to you with the needle. But why do you see your four amas away? Elam Ruchisa, that's not the source. Ruchisa says, let's go back to our origin. Shekel Orge Urias, Zarkin Bukhir Biriya. So Bukhir is the shuttle which held the RF thread, and you would have the chassis threads, you would raise it up, and you'd have this space which you would throw the shuttle through. So they would throw the shuttle through the urea, and we know that the urea is the width of the urea was 4 amas. So you throw it from one side to the other. So Mora says, one second, but we know that a person throws Mishnah Sarab, and it's only chayiv if it totally leaves Mishnah Siyachid, but over here the thread, and he throws it, the thread stays here. So the book here is going, but the book here is attached to the thread, and the thread is staying on this end. Where it says, Beniskel Basra. The last throw of that thread, it goes through, and it doesn't, the buchir is not attached anymore, it comes off of the thread. Make what? Right, so you never really let go. You talk him. I don't know. Okay, it's an interesting question. The more asks a different question. The more says, the way Rashi seems to understand the Mokim Patur, not because it was above 10 Tvachim, it was between the Doifnei Hayuria. If you have the two parts of it, that area now becomes like set aside for that. Rashi says then it's a Malkum, it's not Rishas Rab. Why is it a Malkum Patur? Because not Rach of Dalad. I didn't get that exactly, why it's not Rach of Dalad. It's definitely Rach of Dalad this way, it means not Rach of Dalad that way. In other words, this when you shift the pedals and you have the even thread is going up and the odd thread is going down, or vice versa, that area, we're going to consider that like it's connected back to the loom. It's like a separate area. It's not part of the Shusarabah. So that can't be the source. But so it's not the width this way isn't four. Okay, maybe. Okay, the more later on talks about that talks about both types of looms, a vertical and a horizontal. So, the more says El, okay, fine. El shekhen er yirias zarken buchir l'shayalayin. If one the weavers, if one of the weavers, something happened to his buchir, the other person would pass. One guy has an extra one, so he'd pass it over to the fellow next to him. So Moses would give him Gabi Hadori Habiyasi. So who said they were? Maybe they were next to each other. So Moses says, "So Mote Hadori Bechefis." So they would, if they're right next to each other when they were, they were trying to, you know, reach to get their throw it through. I think it's a Rashi. I think is what it means. They get in each other's way. He's reaching to the left to catch the shuttle to throw it. He's reaching to the right. And they're going to hit each other. So the verse says, "V'dil mashalchufi havi mashalchufi." Maybe they were staggered. So it was forward and backwards, as opposed to right next to each other. But he could be a little bit forward, a little bit backwards. He wouldn't have that problem. So, and furthermore, me shili me hadari, did they borrow from each other? But Tanya, Luda said, ish mi malachto yasher hema oisim. So we darshan mi malachto hu oisim ben oisim mi malachas chaberoi. That the pasuk says that each one that. Part of the process of preparing the Mishkan was that each person did not need to have to come onto somebody else. Each one had everything that he needed. That was part of the chashivas of the people. But so, when they were making the Mishkan, it wasn't a place where you would want to deal. We didn't want to deal with it in a impoverished way. You know, each person, you know, we had to borrow the guy next to him. We could splurge and give each guy enough his own tools. They shouldn't have to borrow the guy next to him. And anyway, this all will not explain Marva Dalaramas. Ella Moore says, Kol Dal Ramas Rishus Rabim, Gemara Gemiri Law. This is all, any process of moving Dal Ramas Rishus Rabim, whether it's Mavr or Zarek, all is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. See Rashi. Did we do Rashi's from yesterday?
I think we may have been behind.
I think we're behind in Rashi's. Okay. The Sarah Dor Hashem from the top. Mikhti Zriko told her the Hutzah. Kerkel told her he. Veloy Nimnis Babas Malachis. Zriko is a told of Hutzah. It's not said in Babas Malachis. Told her the Hutzah. He. Shelechol the Sita. Told us Av Acher. Zerika is not a told of anything else. So the main hoitzahi hamur b'avas malachas. The only one of lamatas malachas where it fits is hoitzah. So how do we know hoitzah? Tosis points out that even though the other avas malachas. We just say it was in the Mishkan, that's enough. Over here we have to have a pasuk because there was a Malacha Geruva. So that's why we also seek to find that each one of the Pratim some type of source for it. Everybody was there by Moshe Rabbeinu. So even when they weren't traveling, it was Moshe Rabbeinu because all the people would come to be by Moshe. So he told him, don't bring from Rishus Yachid Ditchu, but Aleichem, for your tents, to Moshe to bring the bring your Nadava. So worse, maybe the reason is because the Shlimalei Avidate, Shayin Nadava Kareila Hashim was enough. Morris says it's not shot in the pasuk. Okay, now, then the Morris says, how do you know Hachnosa? Sorry, there's Hachnosa told us how it's saw. If we have the pasuk for it, so we'll assume achnos is the same thing. Shehi me'ein la, Kishar told us shehi me'ein malachis. It's similar to the av of hitzah is the ma'isa of achnos. Whereas the mitzvah ha'im mechay ba'im mechay, you can't nana pasha on a yad lifnim. So the only putting his hand inside that's achnos is also chay. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, the chol avos malachis. In general, the difference in avos malachis is if you do shtei avos loydamin, or shtei avos the shtei told us shtei avos are two told us of two different avos at the same time. So then you're chayiv. Two told us of the same av. Rashi seems to say would not be chayiv two karbanos. That's like doing the same av twice. I think that's machloek is about that. The Mor says, in Ruliezer, Mesel, this priest in Perak Amr Loi, he says, Yechayiv on the Toldo together with the Av. The Nafkamina is just in Pshat, what do you call it? Or alternatively, the Nafkamina is regards to the din of Hasarot. What if not Pirkin? That a person throws the alamus because can a mukila but the veil of shemena when he'd back. So the case was he threw it landed on the coastal. Worse, if it lands on top of the coastal is either part of Rishus Yachid, so he's landing on Rishus Yachid. So he's chayiv for going from that Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yachid. The Mor says it landed on the face of the wall, which is still in the, that's considered still in the airspace of the Rishus Rabban. It's not considered like it landed in the Rishus Yachid. So how is that possible? If it just falls off, it's not called it landed. So Mor says, but the Beis Shemena, it was a cake of pressed figs, which is all sticky. When he back is in it, stuck to the wall. Maybe, but either if it's a wall, which is a freestanding wall, so then you'd say the width of the wall would depend. Whether it's going to be a Makam Patur or Rishus Yachid. If the wall is for Tfachim wide, it's Rishus Yachid. If it's less than that, it's a Makam Patur on top. And if it's part of Rishus Yachid on the other side, so then it's considered like a land in Rishus Yachid. right? Because yeah. the wall starts setting off the area inside, on the other side of it. Right. Unless it's not, but it's not. No, I mean, you have your picket fence. It's not normal to let land there. It could be spotted. It's not there to put something there. But assuming it's something which is flat enough, you can land there. So that would be part of Rishus Yochid. Yeah. Correct. Gezarik ba'aver. So if it lands above 10 tefachim, it's potter. Potter loy noch b'shus harab. They b'shus harab on the malam esar. B'shus yachid nami loy noch. So it landed on the wall, which is part of the b'shus yachid. No, it didn't. She ain't on mokim mesuyim. She rechal b'dalad. She loy noch b'roish ha'kaisel ala b'fonav. Didn't land on top of the wall. Landed on the outside of the wall. So it's not called landed in a specific place. In other words, it landed on the wall, and the wall is 4 tefachim wide. The wall is Rishus Yachid, yeah, but it didn't land in the Rishus Yachid, it landed on the outside. Like, it's not called connected enough to the wall, since it's stuck on the face of the wall. If it lands below Yud Kazarik Bar, it's the Av Rishus Rabim Hu, V'chayiv. V'kim the Av Rishus Rabim Hu, V'noch B'cholta, who it landed, A, it landed, B, it's in the airspace of Rishus Rabim, is V'chayiv. Rishus L'naf She Lo Yhavi, Loi karmel is l'mokim matur. Ha'elu b'fonav noch b'loi noch b'roish shehei mokim mesuyim. It's not a set off that specific place that you say it landed somewhere else. It didn't really land somewhere else. It landed in the chesurab. So Mar says, where does that come from? Tefi rias ma'aseh roikim, they would embroider. So kabi adori, maybe they said b'seich ama achas vein tzrichim lizrik elu l'hoisha. They wouldn't throw. They would just pass. So Mar says that wouldn't be a good idea. Because Moto Adori b'machten, Kishemboisu mesachut, when they were stretched out the chut, Makin zezeh b'machten. So as I pull it to make it tight, so I'm going to hit the guy next to me. You pull your stitch through, and you want to pull it all the way out to make it tight, so you're going to hit, see, one space. So Moore says, well, but they were, maybe they were within Dalet Amos of each other. Moore says, the weavers throwing the bucher kli shekana shel orav nosin by shezarkin bein shnei doifnei hayriyus. So you would wrap the orav thread on a reed which is hollow. You had a shuttle, maybe which was, you know, was had a hole in the middle. You would be able to wedge the and it had a it had a piece of wood through the middle, a round piece of wood. You would slip the hollow kana of the orif through it, and then put it back in place, so it would be able to roll around. You throw it through, and it would unravel the orif as it goes through. So you put the kana, which you had the orif thread on it. Was inside, so the buchir is the shuttle which you would throw through, and you throw between the two sides of the areas. He was holding on to the chut of the orev on the other side still. And that never lets, it doesn't let go. The Morris says, "Beniskel basra, b'chutu achron shalkana, the last thread of it, shalkana nishmat me'achut." So in the end, what happens is it falls out. It goes through, and the book here falls out to the other side. So Moritz says, so Rashi was the word niskla is rika achrena shalchut loshen hamesach. So niskla is not the through, niskla is the last throw, really. Moritz said, but halmakam matur also bein doifnei hiriyah, bein doifnei sarabim, halmakam matur, then rochab dalad. It's a set off air, it's a space which is set off. It itself is not a Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. Says a Malkam Tur. Some more says they would throw it to the person who's borrowing. Shoyan Urge Ria Sacheris. Person is doing another different Ria, but Yesh Lezeh, Lord Lezeh Shnaim. This person has two. Some more says, Vadilma Sharlin Gabei and Havayos, maybe they were sitting next to each other. So Mor says, Motei Odari Bechefis. Gabei Havayos, if they were sitting next to each other, Megin Yadu Shalzeh, Bishalzeh, Bishasa Yeria, Kishamoyskim Chuto Orib. When they get to the edge of the area, so we pull it out this way, they're going to hit the guy next to them. The chefes is kamoi chefes chalukai, which is the end of the seam of the what do you call it? And your bottom, your cuff of your pants. So it means the end of it. So Morris says, fine. Shalchu v'habim mashalchu v'lo'olam gabi adari habayas. They're next to each other. Alshem mechuvanim. They weren't exactly parallel. One was further forward, one was further back. Furthermore, it says, the pasuk says they didn't need to borrow from each other. It also, no, that's right. So, more says, Allah, how much have you seen that? Amr Bihuram Bishmul. Something more, Bekoshesh. So we know the story of the Mekosha is what Malacha was he doing? Mavra Arba Amas Vishas Rabim Havu. He was Mavra Dal Amas. I just want to tell you that the Balamor says, so we have a problem. If Dal Amas Vishas Rabim is Malacha Moshe Sinai, so it's not one of the Lama Tes Malachas. So there should be Mem Malachas. It's not part of any one of the other Malachas. He says, even though it's Malacha Moshe Sinai, it goes under the malach of Hitzah, because the way we understand Mavrid Al Amas, there always has to be a Kira and a Halacha. So we look at it as if the person who's starting in point A, when he's stationary, that becomes his Malkim, his Dalad Amas are his Malkim. And when the item is then moved, because the person has become Shalom is Dalad, the Gemara says, the person's space is Dalad. And when he then moves out, so, and then while he's moving, he doesn't have a Malkim, he's moving. So he left Malkim A, and when he walks out of the Dalad Amas, where he was originally, that's when he first leaves his original Malkim. So it's similar to the idea of moving something from one Malkim to another Malkim, because it was his Malkim to start with. So he got that status. So that's why it goes under the umbrella of Hitzah from one rishus to another rishus. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul because rishus rabim haba. His malacha was he carried something dalan amos. The masisim tana the brisa learns. Tell us haba what he was doing was he was picking it out. He was picking the pieces of wood off of the tree. So the malacha of kaitzer. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ma'amar Haba. It was wood which already had been fallen off of the tree on its own. He was gathering the sticks, so that's the malach of Ma'amar, of bundling, bringing pieces together into a bundle. So that's bundling. Which is the Ma'ay Nafkim, you know. Is there any practical difference between these different Mishatim? And Mor says there is. The Chidur Rav, Domer Rav, Rav said the following: Mitzasim Megillas Storim, Bei Reb Chiya. Remember, we had this way back in the first parak. The Rav says they found that Megillas Storim was that they learned Baal Peh, but people were allowed to take notes for themselves and use it when they were learning privately. They cannot learn publicly from notes. So any notes referred to as Megillas Storim because it's kept private. So Rav says, "Matzasim Megillas Storim Bei Reb Chiya." I found by my uncle Reb Chiya in his house a Megillas Storim. Because of boy, and wrote in the Megillas Storim the following: that Isi ben Yehuda Omer Ovas Malachas Arboim Chaser Achas Menu Chayev Ella Achas. The more is the only Chayev one. The more is Achas V'Sulo only Chayev one. V'Tanan Ovas Malachas Arboim Chaser Achas. Mishnah says there's 39 malachas. Avinam Bo, we ask Minyana Lomali, what do you need? Why is it telling me there's 39? Rabbi Yochanan, it's told us that Hashem Asan Kulam Helam Echad Chayav Kol Achas VaAchas. You Chayav in each one of the 39. Same, and the Mora says the correct Girsa in Issa ben Yehuda was in a chayv al achas mehem. You only chayv 38, not 39. One of the 39 is not chayv. So in this, we're telling you the Makayshish, which is clear in the pasuk, so that's clearly chayv. So whatever malacha you're going to tell me that that's what it is, that malacha clearly is one of the ones that you're chayv on, not one of the, that, not the one that you're potter. So that's the nafkamin. So, Rav Yehuda Pshitalei, so according to this pshat, it's going to come out, Rav Yehuda Pshitalei, the Maver Chayiv. According to Rav Yehuda, definitely Maver is one of the ones which is Chayiv. Masni, so the Brisa is Pshitalei, the Terlish Chayiv. He knows for sure that the Kreutzer is Chayiv. And Rav Achabar Yaakov, Pshitalei, the Maver Chayiv. Because Marsa Rahomias Lo Misafka, Marsa Rahomias Lo Misafka. I know that there's questions, but this is not one of the ones which is questionable. Rashi. Mavro Dalam Masaba, Loy Tolshon, Bula Imran, he didn't detach them, they already were attached. He didn't bundle them. El Heviran Dalamas, the Kach Nerig, that's why he was killed. Ma'amr, Sushan, they already were detached. They were spread out. And he brought them, he gathered them together. A person gathers, even in the case of salt, where you have the masrefis of the melech, you take seawater or salt water, you would put it into these very shallow beds, and they would, the sun would evaporate out the water, and you would gather the salt. So Mark says that case is a melech. You're gathering together the salt. These were kept private because they couldn't. You're not allowed to write halachas. So Karvel Inyan Shogeg Kamers, referring to Shogeg. Well, Lachatas in regards to Lachatas. Amazing trait. Cutly l'makatly. Obviously, you can't kill them twice. Halachiporach. Well, none to now. We said you are chayv each Lachatas in each one. V'en chayv halachas mehen. Misa yesh behen. There's no chi of Misa on one of them. There's no chi of Misa. Well, Pirish Ezehi, we don't know which one it is. So Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Zu Havora. He knows clearly there was a chi of Misa on Havora. Sharei Nerag, Mekesh is allowed. See, it was killed. Masisa Ein Telish was a subject, and according to the Brisa, Telish wasn't the question. So Rashi says that the din of Isi ben Yehuda, the Gabi the Chi of Chatos, he agrees Yechayev in all 39. Regards the Chi of Misa, Rashi learns, was the question. So remember, Mekashah Zed Slavchad, the Mekashah was Slavchad. Okay, remember.
So I understand, how can the Beis Din give Misa from the Suffolk? In other words, any of these Malachos does it.
I don't know, Pasha would be a problem. According to Isa ben Yehuda, would be a problem. Tanabar Makasha Zeh was Slavchad. Who I remember, he ben Yisob Amin. Barbi Yimsu Ish, she says Bamidbor. Halon Omer, Avino Mes Bamidbor. Malahalon Slavchad, Avkan Slavchad, Ibra Bekiva. So Omaloy, Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser, Akiva. Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Atza Osid Litin Asadin. You're going to be punished for this. If you're right, the Torah specifically did not say who it was. They want to embarrass him, whatever reason, I don't know. But you're now telling me who it is. That's not right. The Torah could have said who it was. The Torah didn't want it. So why are you revealing it? Vimlav, and if you're wrong, and it wasn't him, then you're insulting him. What do you mean the Torah hid it? The Torah revealed it through Gzera Shava. The Torah says Gzera Shava Loi Gomer. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't have this Gzera Shava, so he said you can't limit this pshat. Tosfos says, why can't he accept it from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva had a Masara, obviously. So let him now accept it. That was, Tosfos has a very fascinating insight. They had a Masara, how many Gzera Shavas there were Halacha, how many Gzeiros Shabbos were given from Har Sinai? So they knew that there was 592 of them. And Yehuda already had 592 according to his Masara, so he couldn't accept the Rekiva's Gzeiros Shabbos. So you're left with it that there's no such Gzeiros Shabbos. Elam Hechon Havas, according to Yehuda, who was the where was Tzlofcha? What of area? I mean, he died in the Midbar, so what of area was he under? The verse says, maybe Apilu Hava, he was one of the Mapilim, the people who attempted to go up even after they told they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Well, because the pasuk stresses that he wasn't from the people who were against who were chayit against pasuk of Yerushalmi Bor, and he was not from the Eda, which means he wasn't from the Meraglim. The people accepted the report of the Meraglim. He wasn't that taina wasn't found in him.
What?
He didn't survive.